This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, it's a unique political week. If you had gone to Vegas, say, maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago and bet that a Republican would win Ted Kennedy's old Senate seat, what kind of odds do you think you would have gotten?
Oh, my gosh. Who knows? I think this might be one of the signs of the apocalypse, isn't it? That Ted Kennedy's seat goes to a Republican?
Exactly.
And then you get, like, the worst-kept, you know, secret news story is that, you know, John Edwards finally admitted that this baby is his.
You were shocked. I know you were shocked yesterday.
Absolutely blown out of the water.
You know? I had no idea that was coming. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, like we said, there's a big election this week. There were some elections last fall that seemed to go against the tide that we saw back in 2006 and 2008. Starting to get the idea that the American people don't like big deficits.
Yeah, I think we're just really realizing just how fickle the American people are. You know, here's this clunker, fix it up in 6 months and have us, you know, cruising at the beach, or we're going to get somebody else to do it. And it's an irreparable car at this point.
There's definitely a lot of work to be done, but the Capitol Steps, of course, are no strangers to profiling the happy spending ways of Congress.
No, that's true. And, you know, when the stimulus bill was passed, we kind of did a little bit where the vice president brought along a couple of his friends to work up a little number to talk about it.
Here we go.
Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track. And now we're gonna return to spenders. A liberal's rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
Oh, those special earmarks we won't touch.
They say we started the swine flu because we like pork so much.
My fellow Americans, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public. Yet here I am, along with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Direct from our Stepford collection. And also a man too liberal to be a Republican, so he turned into a Democrat, Arlen Specter. And they're lending their charismatic personalities to this little song I've worked up just for you.
To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction, from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
We're gloating about it, return to spenders. We'll pay your rent
if you are a gay immigrant.
We know we're gonna get trillions more in debt, but just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 12 years.
And now we're gonna return to spenders with a brand new spending push. And if it fails, we'll just keep blaming all our problems on George Bush.
Oh, Mark, that's kind of what happened. President Obama got interviewed the day after the Massachusetts race, and he's like, yeah, the same anger that elected Scott Brown elected me. So, yeah, so it goes back to George Bush.
Absolutely. We'll just keep having it go back to him until somebody gets it straightened out.
Exactly. And, you know, when was the last time we heard Joe Biden speak in public, come to think
of it? It has been a while. Well, he was talking a little bit about Haiti, and I guess they figured he really couldn't mess that up too badly. But, boy, he has been – I think he's found found Cheney's undisclosed location and they have him locked down there or something.
Maybe so.
With no microphone on.
Exactly. But as you mentioned earlier, I think John Edwards had the worst week of anybody from the 2008 campaign. And, you know, it's interesting how they all work together because I don't know if you saw it the other day, Mark Sanford apologizing again for the whole Appalachian Trail fiasco.
Oh, geez.
When it rains, it pours, I guess.
I guess. Let it go at this point. I mean, we know. I saw that John Edwards did head to Haiti, so I guess he's maybe trying to get a little bit of positive press, you know, kind of change the subject a little.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of hard to get a whole lot of sympathy after the cheating on your cancer-stricken wife thing.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Maybe a little humanitarian relief will at least blunt that a little bit.
But as you recall, in his interview, he stated that it was during her remission, so I think that made it okay.
Oh, well, in that case.
In his mind, at least.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't quite wash that sleaze off of you.
No. You definitely need to take a shower after after listening to some of these guys try to explain what in the world they were doing. Mark, what else are you guys looking at these days?
Well, you know, we're going to see what good old Senator Brown does once he gets here. It's kind of interesting. Well, you know, it's kind of fascinating. You know, he posed for, he was the sexiest man, I guess, in Cosmo back in the 80s and did a nude centerfold. And we're kind of curious, you know, do you think a woman would ever be taken seriously as a politician if she had posed naked at some point?
Hard to say. He's probably in more trouble for soliciting dates for his daughters in his victory speech. But
well, I tell you, that tall basketball player, when he can give me a buzz, because you know, he likes the six footers. I can tell you that.
I'll tell you what. Apparently, she got about 11,000 Facebook messages from guys interested in dates. So get in line, buddy.
Sounds like it. I don't know if she likes old married guys. That's her thing. You know, she can look me up.
Easy. Don't take a page from the John Edwards handbook. Mark, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you. Take care.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.